Graham Pascoe, continuing morning music program for your enjoyment. Just before the news, I played a 100-year-old song, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. One of the songwriters of that song was Chauncey Olcott. He wrote this song in 1899.
All set, Charlie? My Wild Irish Rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. What's your harmony, Charlie? My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake, she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Come on now, everybody. You, Private Hidalgo at APO 940. And you, ship's cook Glenn Stewart somewhere on the seven seas. And you, Private First Class Vincent Doherty at APO 932. And all the rest of you men, sing and make it loud.
My wild.
Crosby recorded My Wild Irish Rose for the American Armed Forces radio service in 1943. His reference to Charlie was to the pianist Charlie LaVier.
We'll sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day. Sunshine, then I'll be on my way. I will never love you, the cost of love's too dear. But though I never love you, I'll stay with you 1 year. And we can sing in the sunshine. Then be on your way. speak about me. And this is what you'll say.
We sang in the sunshine. You know we laughed every day. We sang in the sunshine.
Then she went on away.
The Canadian singer-songwriter Gail Garnett sang her own composition, We'll Sing in the Sunshine. Now, she won the 1965 Grammy Award for the Best Folk Song for We'll Sing in the Sunshine. Earlier, I introduced you to some couple of songs written by Jimmy Kennedy. Jimmy Kennedy and Georges Boulanger wrote My Prayer, and his recording, which took the hit parades in Australia in 1956 by the Platters, My Prayer.
When the twilight is gone and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. While I pray, my prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day. It's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue, with the world far away. And your lips close to mine.
Record by the Platters of My Prayer reached the top of the charts in Australia back in 1956, and this one topped the charts in Australia in 1962. John DiMucci sang The Wanderer, a hit in 1962. It was written by Ernie Maresca and Dion. Jimmy Kennedy, I'm playing a lot of tributes to Jimmy Kennedy today, aren't I? Here's another tribute to Jimmy Kennedy, and it's going to be a little trip to the Isle of Capri with Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney.
On the Isle of Capri that I found you,
beneath the shade of an old walnut tree.
Oh, I can still see the flowers blooming round you,
where we met on the Isle of Capri.
You were as sweet as a rose but a dawning,
but somehow fate hadn't meant you for me.
And though we sailed with the tide in the morning,
we are still on the Isle of Capri. Summertime was nearly over, blue Italian skies above.
I said, lady, I'm a rover, can you spare a sweet word of love?
That Capri Isle was a real rear-ender,
and we were both feeling romantically.
But then the boat whistle warned not to linger. 'Twas goodbye to the Isle of Capri. We hit the Isle of Capri.
We hit the Isle of Capri with the tourists.
Couldn't cut through that mob with a knife.
Couldn't cut through that mob with a knife.
It seemed that all of the tourists were purists.
It seemed the tourists were purists.
Every man around with his wife. We ordered pasta and all
we
kinds of
pasta
vinos,
and all
while
kind
seven
of
stale mandolins
while
hacked
seven
away.
Stale mandolins
I think the pasta
away.
Is better, at,
better
Dino's,
at Dino's,
which is back on the strip in L.A. Every time we think of Capri,
the mandolins that we heard then,
we get quite a strong misapprehension. We may hear them again.
At evidence
to memories we made them, and to that island where romance begins.
I've often felt that we both might have stayed there if it weren't for those stale mandolins.
If it weren't for those stale mandolins.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney were accompanied by Millie May's orchestra in that recording of Isle of Capri. Music by Jimmy Kennedy and the lyrics by Will Gross, writing as Hugh Williams. And I wonder if he wrote all of those lyrics, or perhaps Bing and Rosemary might have done a little bit of improvisation.
You give your hand to me, then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, anyone could tell. You think dreams of you at night. Who longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight? To you, I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. My heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by. The chance that you might love me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. You walk away beside the lucky one to never, never know the one who loves you so. Oh, you don't know me. You give your hand to me and then you say goodbye. Beside the lucky one to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
You Don't Know Me, that hit song from the 1960s, was written by Cindy Walker and Eddie Arnold, and that recording was by the Canadian singer Rita McNeil. It was a hit in the 1960s for Elvis Presley and also for Ray Charles.
Yeah, oh baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you, in spite of the worries that money brings. Just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I'm no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, the strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you.
Yes, yes. All brown skin, baby, what I could do. With a pocket full of money and you, yeah. In spite of the worry money brings, yeah. Just a little filthy lucre buys a whole lot of things. I could take you to places that you would like to go. Outside of that brown skin, I've got no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, brown skin, I've got you under my skin. With a pocket full of money and you. Double up that jolly.
Lucre
sugar buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I'm no use for dough. It's a root of all evil, no scrapping of evil. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny, sunny, honey, money and you.
Softly, I will leave you softly, for my heart would break if you should wake and see me go. So I leave you softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, as I leave you there. Softly, long before you miss me, long before your arms can beg me stay for one more hour or one more day. After all the years, I can't bear the tears to fall. So softly, as I leave you there, as I leave you there, as I leave you there.
With Plenty of Money and You was sung by the Ink Spots. It was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the 1937 Warner Brothers Gold Diggers movie. That was followed by Matt Munro's version of Softly As I Leave You, written by South African songwriter Hal Shaper and his colleagues. Time for me to introduce my singer of renown for this week. It's a singer who was born in Italy. At least one of her parents was French. She became a multilingual singer, guitarist and dancer. I refer to Caterina Valente. She performed in Europe and the USA and had the distinction of appearing in a Royal Variety performance in London in 1970. Enjoy now a recording by Caterina Valente.
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles
away from the crowd, and have you all to myself, alone and apart, out of a dream, safe in my heart. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and true?
Caterina Valente, You Stepped Out of a Dream, was written by Nacio Herb Brown and Gus Kahn. The recording was made in 1960.
Close your sleepy eyes, my little buckaroo, while the light of western skies is shining down on you. Don't you know it's time for bed? Another day is through. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Don't you realize, my little buckaroo, it was from a little acorn that the oak tree grew. And remember, Buffalo Bill was once a kid like you. So go sleep, my little buckaroo. Soon you're gonna ride the range like grown-up cowboys do. Now it's time that you were round and up a dream or two. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Soon you're gonna ride the range like grown-up cowboys do. Now it's time that you were round and up a dream or two. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo.
Wasn't that a pleasant cowboy song? My Little Buckaroo, sung by Bing Crosby with Victor Young's orchestra in 1937, was written by M.K. Jerome and by Jack Scholl.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no wonderland, lifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy.
boom, 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 boom,
Oh, I just love that recording. The music goes round and round. It was Edith Wright and Tommy Dorsey's Clambake 7, recording in 1936. A tune written by Edward Farley, Mike Riley and Red Hodgson. And the Mills Brothers in the 1930s sang Chinatown, My Chinatown. That was from a 1910 New York show called Up and Down Broadway. The International Novelty Quartet recorded Moonlight Bay in 1934. I've got a feeling that Bing and Gary Crosby made a recording of it about 20 years later. And then Primo Scala's accordion band and chorus, By the Light of the Silvery Moon. The lyrics for both of those old-fashioned songs were written more than 100 years ago by the American songwriter Edward Madden.
I knew you. Why?
Les Baxter and his orchestra made that hit recording of 1953, April in Portugal, and the American, or actually Mexican-born singer, Dolores del Rio, recorded Ramona in 1928.
Secret to mend broken hearts, turn every tear to a smile, and my secret I'll gladly impart if you stroll with me for a while. From a little bird I heard the whistling waltz, fun, a little sun, a little whistling waltz. You should hear him say, while flying to and fro, here we go, whistle soft and low. Soon you'll be surprised to see the skies turn blue. Find the one you've lost is arm in arm with you. Smile and through your tears you'll fall in love anew to the tune of the whistling see the skies turn blue. Find the one you've lost is arm in arm with you. Smile and through your tears you'll fall in love anew to the tune of the
I've closed my program today with two whistling songs. That one, quite bouncy, and the one before was The Whistling Waltz, which was sung by Arthur Tracy.